got all the mics ready.
This is all technology.
See, I tell you, technology's changed. But even when we had Sandy before, it used to have like the shorthand he'd have to do on the side. It was outstanding. Back in the good old days, man.
You ready, Sandy?
Yes, sir.
Fire away. Well, Coach Shaw, just what your initial thoughts about the game, how things played out, what'd you see?
Well, we got to compliment Kelvin, I think, because I thought in the first half they outworked us, they out hustled us, and you know they did a lot of good things. And you know, as coaches, they kind of put a few, you know, this is their first game, so a few new things that we hadn't seen before, and it really caused us some trouble defensively. I was really, really, really disappointed in our defensive effort in the first half. I don't know if you want to call it the hangover from Indiana or whatever, but we just did not play very well. But I thought the second half we came out and we played much better. You know, we rebounded the ball much better, and we're able to get out and run. And you know, when we do that, and I thought really overall, for about good 12 to 14 minutes, we really played with some pretty good hustle, and that certainly changed the face of the game.
What about playing a team like Calvin? They do some different things. You kind of alluded to it with their offense, and they kind of make you look bad sometimes if you're not on top of your game defensively and offensively as well. So talk about how they can help you prepare for what's coming ahead.
Well, because the one thing is we all know, right, in the GLIAC there's lots of different styles of play, and there's plenty of teams that play a Calvin style. You know, they're gonna have a little more patience, you know, have a couple guys that can shoot it. So I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, it's another good experience, you know. And I'm hoping our guys realize, you know, I mean, we got a tough schedule coming up in these next four games. You know, literally, these are all four teams have been ranked in one preseason poll or other, and you know they got to understand that what was tonight is not going to work against a good team. There's no question about that.
What do you think about your bench performance tonight? Getting 46 points off the bench, is that something that you're liking right now in the beginning of the season?
Well, I am. You know, I mean, we are right now, and it's been good in practice too, right? Our bench has been as good as our starters, and you know, I think we really got. That's one thing to our credit. We're good eight deep. We're very good eight deep. So you know, Kenny Brown's been playing really well. You know, Darian came off the bench today. You know, I don't know how we're going to continue that way, but you know, you got two guys. You have instant offense, and Lou Williams really played well, and he gave us just, I think, not only did he make some baskets, but he did a nice job of giving us some a lift offensively, or defensively tonight.
What about your defense in general, creating offense, particularly in the second half? Like, you turned up some defensive pressure in the backcourt with your guards, and they were able to turn some turnovers into layups at the other end.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, I mean, we're trying to get into a scenario where we can play good pressure defense without losing principles. I think that's a transition we need to make if we want to have success. You know, we got to get better at it. We're not there yet, that's for certain. But tonight, as a pressure increased, I thought we did a better job at least keeping the driving lanes still closed, so we're able to play with pressure but not be able to let them get to the basket.
All right, I think I'm good.
Very good. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate coming out. We'll hope for a little more continuous play on Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
All right,
thanks.
We'll see you. Thanks again.
Play, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's see.
Gentlemen, later.
All right, take it easy.